kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
David, this is the third Johnny English film, I think, in 17 years. Why was it decided to bring him back at this stage?
I think that Johnny is an enduring character. You've got this guy who, in his head, is James Bond, but in reality, he's an idiot. And that is just such a rich comedy kind of chasm, really, that gap to explore. And I think, you know, Rowan felt ready to do another movie with the Johnny character, because Rowan isn't someone who is immensely prolific. He doesn't take on loads of movies. He likes to make a movie when he feels he's got something he can do with it. So we did spend quite a lot of time finessing the script, getting it to a place that we felt was fresh and funny, and also making it feel like a movie that had to be made now. I think if you watch the first Johnny movie, it feels like a film of its time. And hopefully this feels as exciting and pacey and contemporary as a movie needs to in 2018.
Yeah. Now, can you tell listeners where Johnny English came from, David? I read that he was based on an incompetent spy who was first appeared in a series of Barclaycard adverts.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Johnny English began in Barclaycard ads, I think, in the 1980s. And he played a character. I don't think he was called Johnny English. I think he was called Agent One. And he gets into a number of scrapes. And it's well worth looking these up on YouTube, because they're really funny. And they're, you know, I do commercials sometimes as well. And it's really hard to make commercials that are properly funny. And I think they really managed it with those movies. Oh, sorry, with those commercials. And Rowan was fond of the character way back then, and then, you know, was persuaded to give it movie legs.
Yeah. Now, it's Johnny English strikes again. English is called back into action when the names of all the British spies in MI7 are revealed by a mysterious hacker. Now, Emma Thompson plays the Prime Minister in it. Is it true that her identity was kept secret during the shooting?
I don't know that there was a conscious attempt to keep a lid on that. I don't think so. I mean, certainly when, you know, we were talking about who could play the Prime Minister, she was absolutely my first choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's the only person, I think, who's won an Oscar for acting and writing. So she's the full package. She's really smart and properly funny. She's got great kind of comic instincts. And she runs with this, but, you know, there's not a day goes by I don't wish she was the actual Prime Minister.
Yeah. Now, Ben Miller was dropped as English's partner in the second film, Johnny English Strikes Again. Why did you decide to bring him back for this one?
Well, Boff and Johnny had such an amazing chemistry in the first film. And I think, you know, Rowan was particularly keen to reignite that in this version. And it kind of worked with Boff's character, because Johnny had been away himself teaching, that the idea that Boff was still sort of buried in the basement somewhere in MI7 and people had kind of forgotten he was there. It's almost like, you know, the Japanese prisoner of war who's still wandering the jungle. And so that was kind of the fun of taking, you know, Ben's character. And, you know, added to which, Dan Kaluuya, who was in the second film, of course, has been in movies like The Extraordinary Get Out. So we'd have been lucky to get him.
Yeah, but I have to say, Ben Miller is a wonderful straight man as well.
Do you know, I think back in the music hall days, the straight man was paid more than the funny guy. And it's a really rare talent to be a good straight man. And I think the chemistry that Ben and Rowan have is extraordinary. And I can see, well, what I was kind of trying to sort of foster was almost that sort of Laurel and Hardy quality between them. And I just think they're amazing. The scenes they do together are some of my favorites.
Now, in the opening scene, three veteran spies played by Edward Fox, Michael Gambon and Charles Dance are, well, there's an attempt to bring him out of retirement to deal with this hacker. Did you have trouble nabbing these three guys?
Well, they were all game. I mean, ultimately, you know, the idea that Johnny has to prove his mettle before he can come back to MI7, he's going to be one of a group of potential spies brought back. And, you know, we were just thinking who would be amazing to have in that room. And, you know, Charles Dance is fantastic. Michael Gambon and Edward Fox. I mean, you know, just, you know, all your Christmases come at once when you get to work with people like that.
Yeah.
And the movie heritage combined between them is just extraordinary. But they're all, you know, they're all kind of rogues as well. You know, they're just, there's never a dull moment with them. You know, they're kind of, you just wish you could spend a day listening to their stories and not having to work.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember it or not, but there was a Bond film called Never Say Never Again, and Rowan was in that. And do you remember what his name was?
Do you know? I've forgotten what his name was. I can remember. I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
Nigel Small Fawcett. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now, is Rowan, is he difficult to direct, David? He's plainly quite a giddy person and a very lively performer, but is he difficult to direct?
Rowan's not difficult to direct. Rowan is, you know, he's a very gentlemanly kind of polite guy. You know, he's quite sort of quiet, and you know, and then he brings out the performance when the camera's rolling. He's very thoughtful. He's really smart. And, you know, the thing with Rowan is that you just have to agree where the logic lies in a joke and what the mechanics of a joke could be. And, you know, he's very into all that. You know, he's really a sort of meticulous, you know, engineer of jokes. And that's because his background is engineering. He has that kind of mind. Oh. He likes to see how a joke can be put together and you know, what will be crucial to it working. So that's kind of how my mind works too. So I genuinely feel this was a kind of collaboration of the two of us coming at things with, you know, a lot of sort of analysis. And it's kind of crazy when, you know, ultimately this is for a film where people are falling over and, you know, a lot of silly comedy. But, you know, a lot of deep thought went into it, honest.
Yeah. As always with Rowan Atkinson, it's replete with sight gags. Could you mention one or two that you thought were very good or worth doing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of classic sight gags that you could have seen in the Buster Keaton movie, a Charlie Chaplin movie. You know, in Rowan is the consummate silent clown. But I suppose the sequence I'm maybe proudest of is one where Johnny is given a virtual reality headset to explore virtually the environment, the home of a possible suspect in a cyber attack. And so this elaborate virtual world is one Johnny's supposed to walk through without leaving a room in MI7. But the treadmill he's standing on is turned off, so he inadvertently exits MI7 and enters London and wanders through London attacking people and having all kinds of scrapes and mayhem. And this is just an intensely visual sequence, but it's very intricate in terms of the way the virtual world and the real world riff off each other. So I guess that's one where I'm just, you know, I was really excited to do it. And, you know, nothing will give me more pleasure than hearing people laughing at it.
And just finally, it's fair to say, or accurate, is it, to say that this is your first feature, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, a first-time director, even though I'm ancient. No, I mean, I've been slogging away in the salt mines of television for a long time, and I'm glad of that. You know, I've kind of directed a lot of TV comedy, and that's where you get to try things, and you get to just learn, you know, earn your spurs. And so much of comedy is about working out what's funny and what's not, and how you can make that play with a camera. So, yeah, I think I was ready to direct this, it's fair to say, and, you know, to have a bigger canvas to paint on. And it's been fantastic fun.
Well, thank you for your time, David. And we should remind people that you're Irish, by the way.
I'm very much so, yes.
You're from Belfast.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay.
From Belfast, spent a lot of time in Dublin, and, proud to be Irish. Thank you.
And the film is released on the 5th of October, is it?
Yes, it's the 5th of October, yeah.
Great. Yeah. And thanks for joining us.
All the best. Thank you, Phil.
The Picture Show.
Is this where you're going to be a star?
On News Talk